The following is part two of an article by the Conscious Evolution Institute about 25 foods that heal and 25 foods to avoid. 25 foods to avoid. Although anchovies provide some health benefits, including providing minerals such as selenium, calcium, and niacin, there are many other sources of fish protein which provide benefits more efficiently with fewer risks. Anchovies have one of the highest salt contents among all fish, which can exacerbate existing hypertension. Nutritional guidelines suggest that individuals should consume no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium each day. One serving of anchovies contains over 1,500 milligrams of sodium. Salt is relatively common among nearly all the foods we consume as Americans, and to consume so much salt in a single serving all but ensures that we will vastly overconsume salt through the course of our daily diet. Anchovies are also regularly contaminated by high levels of toxic elements such as mercury, meaning that regular consumption can lead to long-term health issues. Negative effects of alcohol on health. Although modest consumption of alcohol produces few negative consequences, a large number of Americans consume far too much alcohol, and this can be incredibly detrimental to health. Alcohol abuse inevitably leads to severe liver problems. The liver is one of the primary filtration organs, along with the kidneys. If the liver function is impaired, it severely restricts the body's ability to get rid of unhealthy compounds which can hinder the body's proper function. Alcohol also inhibits the human body's ability to process vital nutrients, which can lead to major issues with overall malnutrition. Excess alcohol consumption has been linked to a number of issues such as diabetes and high blood sugar, heart disease, and kidney disease. Alcohol is also lethally dangerous to fetuses and can cause a number of fetal abnormalities when consumed irresponsibly during pregnancy. Alcohol also causes a number of different physiological effects, the most common of which are depression and insomnia, and elevated anxiety. When used sparingly and intelligently, alcohol is not overly harmful, but it is imperative that alcohol use is moderated intently in order to ensure that negative effects are not experienced. Bacon is terrible for your health. Although bacon is popularly considered one of the most delicious meats available today, bacon is incredibly negative for general health. One of the main reasons that bacon is unhealthy is that it is a form of meat which is incredibly loaded with salt content. In this world where salt is incredibly easy to come by, it is important to avoid excess salt content by any means necessary. Another reason that bacon is unhealthy is that bacon is loaded with saturated fat which produces numerous negative health consequences. It is important to choose protein sources which are high in unsaturated and monounsaturated fat. It is also important to consume a very modest amount of fat content, but saturated, polyunsaturated, and trans fats are incredibly unhealthy and can lead to long-term health problems when consumed too often. Another reason that bacon and similar sources of fatty protein are unhealthy is that they are incredibly processed. Processed foods are bad choices for food because the human body is designed to break down complex foods. When foods are overprocessed, it decreases the amount of work that the body has to perform to convert calories into fat. Bacon reduces cardiovascular health while also being a dense source of calories from fat. Fresh fruit is far healthier than canned fruit. Although a number of the most amazing foods available for good health are fruits, it is important to avoid canned fruits whenever possible in order to consume fresh fruits. One of the main problems with canned fruits is that these fruits are often loaded with high levels of preservatives, which are detrimental to health in a number of different ways. Also, canned fruits are often loaded with high fructose corn syrup or other forms of sugar in order to enhance the flavor which has been broken down by the canning process. Canned fruit is also exposed to high temperatures which break down the nutritional content of fresh fruit. Although many vegetables are rendered digestible by the cooking process, most fruits are designated by nature in order to be consumed as freshly as possible. When you are unable to consume fresh fruit, canned fruit can make a lackluster alternative, but if you want to maintain your health as best as possible, it is important to focus on eating fresh sources of fruit. Canned soups should be consumed sparingly. Canned soups suffer a similar fate as canned fruits. Whereas canned fruits are loaded with processed sugars, canned soups are loaded with salt content. Look at the back of canned soup next time you're at the grocery store. A single serving of noodle soup can contain as much as 40% of your daily required salt content. Even canned soups which advertise themselves as low sodium can still have a significant amount of salt content. Low sodium canned soups regularly contain 20 to 30% of daily required salt content. Like fat, salt is a required nutrient that is overly abundant in Western society. Another reason that canned soups are unhealthy is that they are frequently loaded with unhealthy preservatives such as monosodium glutamate, also known as MSG. Although Americans commonly associate MSG with Chinese food and buffet restaurants, MSG is common in a number of Western processed foods. especially in soups. MSG is used in order to increase the savoriness of foods, while not increasing the nutritional content of that food. The problem with MSG is that it can cause neurological abnormalities when consumed in excess. Soup can be incredibly healthy and filling when acquired from healthy sources or produced at home. The high water content of fresh soups make them an incredibly filling first course, but consuming salt and preservative-laden concoctions greatly negates the benefits of eating processed soups. Why is chocolate unhealthy? One of the primary reasons that chocolate is unhealthy is that it can encourage weight gain, not only through the inherently high calorie content of foods that contain chocolate, but because of contents contained within chocolate which increase the body's propensity for weight gain. There is evidence that dark chocolate can provide some cardiovascular benefits, but these benefits coincide with a number of other unhealthy issues which can result from chocolate consumption. Chocolate is also very high in saturated fat, which can produce significantly negative effects on the human body. A single serving of chocolate contains over one half of your daily requirement for saturated fat. In addition to this, chocolate has an incredibly high calorie content, which is mostly in the form of simple sugars, which are converted quickly into unhealthy adipose fat tissue. Although chocolate is delicious, it should only be consumed very sparingly. Fried foods are very unhealthy. The human body is predisposed to finding foods with a high fat content delicious. Although in our evolutionary past, high-fat food sources provided significant energy boosts in life, today, high-fat and sodium foods are highly abundant. For 21st century humans, there is absolutely no benefit to fried foods. Fried foods simply add unnecessary carbohydrates and saturated fats to foods which would normally already be healthy in their natural form. If you must eat fried foods, consume them very sparingly, understanding that they are a treat, and add little to daily nutritional value. Another problem with fried foods is that nutritional content is greatly diminished because the extremely high temperatures reached by the frying process break down the vital nutrients contained within normal foods, rendering them less healthy even when discounting the effects of carbohydrate and oil saturation. There is literally no case in which fried food is a desirable alternative when compared to its grilled, baked, or broiled counterpart. Gravy is incredibly unhealthy. Gravies are often used to impart savoriness and flavor onto common foods, but there is little to no genuine nutritional benefit provided by gravies. Gravy is very simple to create. It is essentially animal fat combined with processed flour. There are a number of reasons why this is unhealthy. Generally, the type of flour used to create gravy is very highly processed. Processed carbohydrates are very unhealthy because the human body is able to convert processed flours into glucose and fat much quicker than raw grains and carbohydrates. Another reason is that the bleaching process leaches a significant amount of nutrition away from the original flour product. The fat contained within gravy is also incredibly unhealthy because it is generally of the saturated variety, which is converted into unhealthy LDL cholesterol by the human body. Gravy is a 1-2 punch of two food sources which are incredibly detrimental when consumed in excess. Generally, we obtain enough fat from our diet when consuming healthy foods, and we are much better off conscientiously choosing the sources from which we obtain carbohydrates and grains. Avoid gravy in all but the most sparing amounts. Choose yogurt over ice cream. Although yogurt is a milk product which provides significant nutritional benefits per calorie, ice cream is an incredibly unhealthy food. Ice cream is a significant source of calcium because it is a milk product, but ice cream is absolutely loaded with calories derived from fat. Although the flavor is significantly different, the fat content of ice cream is similar to that of butter and cheese. Unlike butter and cheese, ice cream is also loaded with sugar content in addition to fat. Although sugar content is the dominant source of flavor, ice cream is a combination of the two most unhealthy forms of nutrition that Americans consume, making it a particularly dangerous part of a normal diet. If you do have to have ice cream as a rare treat, choose ice cream which is relatively pure, because many store-bought brands of ice cream are packed with preservatives and other chemicals which protect the product in storage and transit, but are generally considered unhealthy. Also, generally ice cream portions are very small, so it is easy to overconsume this modern American treat. Pickled eggs add unnecessary calories. Eggs are generally considered to be a highly potent source of healthy HDL cholesterol, so why would pickled eggs be considered unhealthy? There are a few reasons why this is the case. One significant reason is that pickled eggs are loaded with vinegar. Vinegar is loaded with unhealthy carbohydrates, and the pickling process inundates eggs with unneeded cholesterol. Generally, the most unhealthy foods are those that add unnecessary carbohydrates, cholesterol, sugars, and fats to foods which would otherwise be perfectly or reasonably healthy. Boiled eggs already contain a significant, yet acceptable, level of carbohydrates, so the pickling process only adds an already high level of carbohydrate content. Why is processed cheese bad? Certain natural cheeses can be a decent source of flavor and nutritional supplementation when used responsibly, but processed cheeses are far unhealthier than their natural counterparts. Processed cheeses are normally treated with a number of other food products, such as starch or vegetable oil. These products are very high in calories and carbohydrates and provide little or no enhanced nutritional benefit. If you enjoy the flavor of cheese, it is in your best interest to seek out natural cheese products in order to minimize the negative health effects of naturally fatty cheese products. Processed cheeses also contain very high salt contents, which can exacerbate hypertension and increase blood pressure. Natural cheeses also contain a number of healthy bacteria and probiotics, which are often eradicated in the process which generates processed cheese. Processed cereals are inferior to natural cereal blends. When attempting to eat a healthy diet, it is a general rule of thumb that you should avoid consuming overly processed foods. Processed cereals are no different. The human digestive system prefers to work for its food, and when processed grains move through the body, they are converted quickly and efficiently into sugar and fat. It is healthier to eat whole grain breads and unprocessed grains because they encourage the body to work harder in order to gather stored energy. In addition to this, processed grains are often missing vital ingredients which provide maximum health benefits. Eating processed food is like eating an apple or a potato after shaving off its rind. The outer portion of grains, oats, and rice often contain the highest level of nutrients, just as is true in many fruits and vegetables. When you go to the grocery store, look for cereals and breads that feature whole wheat or whole grains. Why are saturated fats bad for me? Saturated fats are a common ingredient of numerous foods which are ultimately unhealthy to consume. One of the primary dangers of saturated fat is that it greatly increases bad LDL cholesterol levels in the bloodstream, which, over time, can lead to hardened arteries and cardiovascular disease. Cholesterol is a form of fat that is created by the liver. HDL cholesterol is a healthy form of cholesterol which provides benefits for the body. LDL cholesterol is a dangerous form of cholesterol which is created when we consume too many saturated fats. The human body requires a small amount of fat in order to properly function, but in the modern Western diet, fat is abundant and there is no reason to seek out sources of fat content. In addition to this, it is important to choose foods which feature monounsaturated fat and unsaturated fat because these forms of fat provide greater benefits for the body and do less damage overall. Only eat soft cheeses in moderation. Soft cheeses provide many health benefits, but they are easy to overconsume. If you enjoy soft cheeses, such as cottage cheese or ricotta, it is in your best interest to consume them only once or twice per week. Although they have ample nutrition, they are loaded with calories and fat, which can make them a poor choice for individuals who are concerned with weight loss or overall health maintenance. Even though soft cheeses do have high cholesterol and fat content, they are still much healthier for you than any form of butter. If you enjoy cheese, but are concerned with overall fat content, we suggest that you choose harder cheeses because they tend to be healthier for you and also contain lower fat content. Soft drinks are bad for your health. There are a number of reasons why you should avoid soft drinks. One is that they tend to be filled with sugar and empty calories. Every calorie you consume from soda could be better spent consuming something that provides real health benefits. All sodas are also carbonated, which can be detrimental to your overall daily liquid intake. Carbonation actually encourages dehydration in the human body, preventing the soda you consume from providing the liquid refreshment that your body needs to sustain itself optimally. In addition to this, diet drinks aren't all that much better. Diet drinks featuring aspartame have been linked to certain forms of cancer and physiological damage. Sodas which feature Splenda or similar compounds encourage you to consume more calories because they actually increase hunger levels rather than suppress them. We encourage you to drink water or decaffeinated teas as a means to fulfill your daily water requirements. Tuna and other fish stored in oil. Although tuna is considered a fantastic source of many nutrients, we encourage you to obtain tuna from fresh sources or from canned sources which feature low oil content. Many forms of canned tuna are stored in water, and this is the healthiest form of canned tuna. If you need to add oil in order to enjoy the flavor of tuna, it is recommended that you add a light vegetable oil in order to ensure that your tuna only features unsaturated and monounsaturated fats. Oftentimes, tuna which has been in canned oil is loaded with trans fats and peroxide fats which are incredibly unhealthy and completely avoidable. White sugar should be avoided whenever possible. White sugar should almost be considered like a drug. Sugar, in its most natural forms, are not dangerous. The human body has to convert complex sugars into the core components before converting them into usable forms by the body. Any time that the human digestive system has to break down complex food products, it increases overall metabolism and increases the amount of calories ambiently burned by the human body. When sugars are processed down to basic table sugar, they are essentially converted into their most simplistic form. When the human body consumes white sugar, all of the work of digestion has already been completed by external processing. All the human body has to do is turn sugar directly into energy or, more often than not, convert this pure sugar into adipose fat which is stored in the stomach and midsection. If you are looking to consume sugar in your diet, you should choose fruits as your primary source of sugar and complex carbohydrates. Fruits contain fructose, which encourages the body to increase metabolism to process complex sugars while also providing significant levels of nutrition. White flour is unhealthy compared to more healthy forms of less processed flour. White flour is bad for you and should be used sparingly for the same reason that white sugar should be avoided. White flour is essentially bleached grain product which has been distilled into its purest form. Our ancestors never had access to any forms of grain this pure, so our digestive systems are not accustomed to consuming this form of grain. Breads which feature white flour are far less nutritious than other forms of bread such as whole wheat bread. In addition to this, since breads featuring white flour are so incredibly processed, they are not good at alleviating feelings of hunger, encouraging you to overeat. White flour is similar to processed pasta in that the product is bleached before it reaches store shelves, which leaches much of the already low nutritional content out of the flour. Carbohydrates are a necessary part of a balanced diet, but it is important to seek out sources of complex carbohydrates. Why is white rice bad for you? White rice is another form of simple carbohydrate. There is evidence that consuming too much white rice is correlated directly with increased risk of diabetes. Simple carbs provided by white rice and white flour are converted directly into glucose by the body, and the pancreas responds by jacking up insulin levels in the body. Erratic insulin levels over a long period of time ruin the body's ability to process carbohydrates, which can be devastating for long-term health. Rice can be a healthful and nutritious way to fulfill carbohydrate needs in your diet, but it is imperative that you choose wild rice or brown rice rather than white rice. These forms of rice take longer to cook, but they also contain significantly higher levels of nutrients and still have their skins. The skin of rice is where the most beneficial nutrients are stored. Health risks of beef. Beef is one of the staples of American eating habits, and it is also one of the primary reasons why Americans are so unhealthy. Red meat is one of the most potent sources of bad LDL cholesterol and fat, which can cause problems with both obesity and cardiovascular health. Studies also show that those who frequently eat red meat experience higher rates of colon cancer than their beefless counterparts. Although beef is a fantastic source of both protein and B12, there are simply too many other ways to obtain these vital nutrients to retain beef as a part of a healthy lifestyle. If you are a fan of beef, we recommend that you either turn to venison or pork as a leaner and healthier alternative to red meat. Or if you simply must consume beef, we suggest you do so no more than once a week. Avoid yogurts with high syrup content. Yogurt is one of the best options for maintaining gastrointestinal health, and there is simply no other option which supplies the stomach and intestines with such healthy levels of bacteria. Be very wary when choosing which yogurt products you add to your diet, however. Many forms of yogurt are highly processed, which can reduce the nutritional benefits of the normally wonderful food. In addition to this, food companies often load yogurt up with corn syrup or other sweetening agents, which can make certain sources of yogurt quite unhealthy. Corn syrup is one of the worst offenders in the obesity crisis, and yogurt is quite flavorful even without man-made sugar additives. When shopping for yogurt, look for fresh and organic sources. Pork. Pork is similar to beef in that it is a household staple of most Americans' daily meal, often being the sole source of meat during breakfast. Pork is better for you than beef, but should still be consumed only rarely. Most of the cuts we consume that turn into products such as sausage or bacon are absolutely loaded with saturated fats which are terrible for the cardiovascular system and are loaded with calories that provide a limited nutritional benefit. There is also evidence that certain chemicals within pork encourage the cardiovascular system to develop clots more easily. So if you already have issues with high blood pressure or arterial plaque, you should certainly avoid pork. If you do like pork too much to let it go, look for organic sources of pork in which the pigs are fed a more natural diet which reduces the level of fat in the meat. In addition to this, certain cuts, such as pork tenderloin, are far less dangerous for the human diet and have been compared to common poultry for their overall health content. Processed meat is generally bad for you. Processed meats are any meats which have undergone chemical processes, such as salting, in order to preserve the meat and extend its life on the shelf. One reason that processed meats are poor choices for health is that they are loaded with salt that we already consume far too much of. Processed meats used to be absolutely necessary because in the past we did not have appropriate refrigeration techniques, so butchers had to come up with methods to preserve their products so that they were not quickly wasted. Today, with high-tech packaging and quick distribution, processed meats are no longer necessary in order to obtain appropriate protein for our diet. Whenever possible, choose fresh meats over processed meats in order to minimize the health effects of meat consumption. Highly processed meats, such as sausage and bologna, also tend to be made up of fattiest parts of the animals that they come from. So when you eat highly processed meats, you are essentially getting the worst nutrition that that particular animal has to offer. Processed meats also tend to be loaded with nitrites and nitrates, which have been correlated with an increased risk of diabetes. These chemicals alter the ability of insulin to function, making your pancreas have to work harder to process carbohydrates. If you do enjoy certain processed meats, we recommend only consuming it once every week, if not even more rarely. Health complications of coffee. Coffee, in moderation, is not overly harmful to the body, but you should limit yourself to no more than a couple of cups of coffee per day. Coffee has high levels of caffeine, which can provide a much-needed boost, but consuming too much coffee can make you overly addictive and prone to crashing midway through the day. Caffeine is a stimulant and affects the body as such. It increases heart rate and blood pressure, which can be very dangerous for sensitive individuals with weakened cardiovascular systems. There is also evidence that excess consumption of coffee can leach calcium from the bones and encourage the development of osteoporosis. Coffee, when drank too copiously, can also slightly harden the arteries, making the heart have to work harder to pump the same amount of blood. Filtered coffee is significantly less harmful than unfiltered coffee, because ingredients which are normally removed through the process of filtration have been shown to increase bad LDL cholesterol levels in the bloodstream. Coffee also encourages the body to release liquids more quickly, which can lead to dehydration when chain drinking coffee. If drinking coffee, be sure to drink lots of water to counteract this. Avoid processed foods in general whenever possible. Although we mentioned a number of other processed foods earlier in the list of foods to avoid, it is important to reinforce the need to avoid processed foods in general. Corn syrup is one of the worst offenders. Corn syrup is unhealthier than even common white sugar because it has a slightly different chemical structure which potentially increases the risks of a number of poor health outcomes such as obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, and high triglycerides. Processed foods such as potato chips and french fries provide you with a fried version of normally nutritious potatoes, usually removing the healthy skin of the potato while also cooking out most of the nutrients contained within the meat of the potato itself. Overprocessed foods tend to be sapped of their natural nutritional power and sapping them of their benefits. In addition to this, processed foods in general are loaded with added salts, sugars, and preservatives, which can make many of these foods far more harmful than beneficial. As a healthy eater, it is your responsibility to choose foods which have not been overprocessed. Look for fresh greens and whole wheats. Choose whole cuts of meat over ground mixes of fat and protein. It's not as hard as it sounds, and it will change your health for the better almost immediately. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. We thank you very much for listening, and we encourage you to explore our site further.